Arizona AG Mark Brnovich asks Biden to fire Harris from Borders Our Role. By Amy Furr on May 15, 2021. Arizona's Attorney General is calling for Vice President Kamala Harris's removal from leading the administration's efforts to end the crisis at the nation's southern border, according to Fox News. In his letter to President Joe Biden on Wednesday, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich wrote, "The crisis at our southern border has been escalating since January and is now clearly a catastrophe and a tragedy in the making. Like many Americans, I was encouraged by your March 24 appointment of Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the efforts to stem the tidal wave of illegal migration into our country. However, to date, her response to the border crisis has been absolutely abysmal. So I am requesting that she be replaced as your Border Czar. We are now nearly 50 days into her appointment, and Vice President Harris has shown little interest in observing what is happening along the border and has failed to articulate any plan to deal with the devastating effects of this crisis. Instead, she has traveled to other states for unrelated and less pressing matters. Mr. President, this is a slap in the face to Arizonans who helped elect you both to the highest offices in the land. Some Democrats have reportedly come alongside Republicans and urged Harris to visit the U.S.-Mexico border to witness the migrant surge causing the crisis," Breitbart News reported Friday. However, the VP remains reluctant to visit the border, with a White House official telling the Los Angeles Times on condition of anonymity that going to the U.S.-Mexico line has nothing to do with addressing the root causes of migration, which Harris considers her mission, the article read. The outlet reported on May 7 that the vice president avoided visiting the southern border and holding a press conference regarding the crisis for 44 days since stepping into the role of border point person. "The truth is that our border officials are overwhelmed, law enforcement and understaffed, and local ranchers live in daily fear of threats from cartel operatives," Brnovich continued, adding, "It is shameful that they are not receiving more federal support. The latest apprehension numbers from April show that things are getting worse, and we do not yet know the full extent of dangerous people and drugs crossing into our communities," he said. "I conclude by respectfully requesting that Vice President Harris be replaced as America's Border Czar with a federal official who is willing to see the crisis firsthand and to work with state partners to address it," Brnovich wrote.